Siddur Slimit series is generally sponsored by the Saka family on the seventh bracha of Re'ei V'Anyenu. We spoke about why Re'ei. We invoke Hashem, see, look, observe, watch, see our pain. Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything is Goloi L'Fanecha, Hashem sees, everything is revealed before Him. So we saw the interpretation, Rav Chaim Friedland of the Arinas Chaim, not that we're asking Hashem to look as if He could look away, but there is two types of relationship with Hashem, He'oras Panim and Hester Panim. We want to feel Hashem is not only aware of everything in our lives, but He reveals His presence, His influence, His support to us. We last left off last night. Why does it say Re'ei V'Anyenu? Why not Re'ei Anyenu? See our pain, see our struggle, see how we are impoverished, see what's going wrong. What is the Beis V'Anyenu? What is it adding? So here too, the Arinas Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander points to another use of the Beis when it seems unnecessary. When we were in Mitzrayim, we were suffering under the servitude. Vayar b'sivlo sam. Pasuk could have said, Vayar sivlo sam. Hashem saw our burdens. He saw our struggles. He saw the oppression and persecution. But it doesn't say that. There's the Beis. Vayar b'sivlo sam. And there Rashi says, Vayar b'sivlo sam. Nasan eina velibo lios meitzar aleihem. What's the difference between God seeing sivlo sam or Hashem seeing b'sivlo sam? You could watch something as a spectator. You could see something as an outsider. You could see something as an audience. Or you could watch something with empathy, with sympathy, feeling connected to the plight of the person who's struggling. Bisiv lo sam means that Hashem didn't just peer down, gaze down, look down, and oh, he was a spectator, his audience. He saw that people were suffering. Vayar bisiv lo sam, from within. As an insider, as a victim, as a party to the pain, as somebody who feels empathy, vayar bivlisiv lo sam zagdrashi. So says the Arinas Chaim, that's what we're asking Hashem. Re'ei ve'anyenu. Hashem, don't just look at whatever we're struggling with. As an outsider, don't be a spectator. Be'anyenu. Be in it with us. Be in it next to us. Imo anochi v'tzara. Feel the pain. Rashi says, why does Hashem appear to Moshe from a thorn bush? Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu appear from the lowliest, ugliest, dried-out thorn bush? Why didn't Hashem appear? This is His first effort to solicit to recruit Moshe. So, why doesn't He appear in a snare? Not a snare, but He should be a bed of roses, should be violets, should be bougainvillea, I think is how you pronounce it. Why doesn't He appear in some beautiful, impressive landscape? Why a thorns? Rashi says, Imo anochi b'tzara. People are suffering. I'm suffering with them. This is not a time I appear as if life is roses, a bed of roses. Imo anochi v'tzara. No se bo'olam chaveiro. So re'ei ve'anyenu. Hashem, don't just look as an outsider. Feel our pain. Let us feel that you feel our pain. Be'anyenu. You're with us and you're right next to us. What does the word anyenu mean? What is the word anyenu? What's the root of the word anyenu? Ayin nun yud. Ayin nun yud could be ani, poor, inoi, suffering. Both words are similar, they overlap. So what does that mean? Hashem, see my bank account. Kodesh Baruch Hu, see inflation. Look at the interest rate. Kodesh Baruch Hu, look at what it costs for a dozen eggs or a quart of milk. Is that what we're saying? Re'ei ve'anyenu, my being an ani? Look at the financial struggle, is that what it's limited to? So the Mefarshim say, no, anyenu doesn't mean only a financial deficiency or struggle, inflation, or the economy. Reva anyenu means a poverty of spirit. Kodesh Baruch Hu anyenu, I'm missing something, I'm in pain. Serenity, peace of mind, physical health, mental health, emotional health. I'm missing something in my career or with my family. Anyenu miloshen ani inoi, not poverty only economically, financially, but re'ei bi. See as an insider with empathy for whatever is missing in my life, be'anyenu. And v'riva rivenu. What does riva rivenu mean? What's a riv, rivenu? Ben riv l'riv. What is a riv? An argument, tension, conflict. So Hashem, fight my fight. Have my back. Battle my battle. Help secure my success. Why are we asking Hashem for that? We got ourselves into the mess. Now He should come rescue us? Yes, He should come rescue us. Sometimes it feels whatever we're battling is overwhelming. We're battling financial crisis. We're battling a health crisis. We're battling a relationship that is in crisis. We're battling disappointment or frustration. And there's a battle, there's a riv. So, the riva rivenu, fight the battle with us. Not in lieu of us or in place of us, but with us. I once called Dr. Pelkowitz, I'll end with this. The great Dr. Pelkowitz I called years ago, the very complicated situation, and I needed his guidance, his wisdom, his experience, what to do, how to navigate, how to advise in a difficult situation. He listened and he listened and he listened, and he said, Rav Ephraim, I don't have the solution, but I feel your pain. And he said, I'll tell you a study. There's a study that was done that when people have to walk up a hill and it's a huge incline and it seems difficult, impossible, they think they can't walk up. If they're walking up alone, they give up. They feel they can't do it. But if they walk up with someone else, it gets easier. They feel they can conquer it. They can climb to the top. So he said, I don't have the solution for you, but I'm walking up the hill with you. I'm next to you. Know that I'm walking next to you. So that's an image that Veriva Rivenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is next to us. He's fighting the battle. Whatever it is that we're battling, again, this bracha is not talking about globally or nationally a redemption. It's talking about our own personal, individual struggles. Whatever we're going through, whatever we're struggling, whatever we're battling, whoever we're battling, Veriva Rivenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, that incline should never feel too steep because He's always by our side. He's always climbing with us, and therefore it feels just a little more doable, a little less steep.